What's up, bro?
All right, all right. We got Nippy into his house. Welcome to the Cutes and Nippy
crack
show.
Tonight.
Yeah.
You smoking sure crack?
Yeah, I am. Welcome to the Cutes and Nippy show, everybody. We got the Nipster in the his house, and that's Nippy. And we got a special guest to come. Let me go ahead and give her a telemarketer phone call. Okay.
Telemarketer phone call. So stupid.
All right, here we go. And let's see if she answers. Show. Hey, that's a really. We need an intro song.
We do.
You should do that, and I'll put it on the intro. How about that? The Kitchen Nippy Show.
I'll think about it.
But while we're waiting on our special guest to get in here, we'll do a shout out to Spotify. And also Anchor for our
Yeehaw.
Sponsors.
Whoop whoop.
And we really appreciate the sponsorship.
And yes,
we are gladly to
making all our dreams come true.
Yeah.
1 30-minute segment at a time.
1 30 segment at a time. Let me see what's going on. I'm not sure if she hit the link or not. Let's So Nippy, what do you got going on in your world lately?
A bunch of drama. Well, that's the only thing we do in my neck of the woods is drama.
Your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly where I live, it's called the penis of the woods because everyone cheats on everybody.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, at least you don't have your ex-husband chasing you around.
I'm glad I'm not gay, so that's never
I'm
possible.
Glad you're not either, but I'm just saying. I'm telling you. I'm still his person, and it's crazy.
I don't understand the. It's
I mean, I'm
my
tr-
person.
I'm trying.
That's like a dog looking at its owner. You're like, you're my person.
You're my person.
Squirrel.
No, but like we've spent the last 20 years of our lives together, you know, and we have 3 kids. We're connected. There's no doubt about that. But then he, like 3 years ago when we got divorced. Well, October will be 4 years that we've been separated. He, you know, we weren't together anymore. So he moved on and, you know, he had a new person. But even when he was with that person, she wasn't his person. I was still his person. Like, he bounced everything off of me. He came to me and sought advice and all this kind of stuff. And so now that they're not together, I'm even more his person. Now I get to talk about the other person. And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I sign up for?
What did you sign up for?
I don't know. When you get married, you like are married to him for life. Is that how it goes? Even though you get divorced? I mean, we have kids. Of course, he's going to be in my life. And don't get me wrong.
Well,
I don't mind. I really don't mind. But just sometimes, if he just didn't try to paw at me, I think I'd be better. he's got to stop touching me.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
What's the thing?
Gotta stop touching me. I can't.
You gotta
I can be
divorce
his talk
for
to
a
person.
Reason.
Yeah, yeah. There was big reasons, but I will talk to you. But that's all we're gonna do, boo boo. We're gonna talk. So,
well,
that's what I've got to keep reiterating every time. Is we're talking
until he forces you to spoon with him.
What did you say?
Until he forces you to spoon with him. Like, come here, baby. Let me spoon with you. Come on, sugar.
I am choking.
Be all right? Were you taking a drink while I said that?
Yes, and now I'm choking. Look what you did to me.
Oh. I know how to make
a woman
choke.
So check this out. Stop it.
I thought you said you had no gag reflex. What's going on? What's going on?
You're not supposed to tell people I said that shit.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
My daughter my daughter just came in here rubbing an ice cube on her eyebrows. I'm like, what are you doing? And she holds the tweezers in the other hand. I was like, you retard.
Oh, my God.
She's trying to numb up her eyebrows so she can pluck on.
My eyebrows on fleek.
Her eyebrows. He said your eyebrows on fleek.
Shut up. I don't care whoever you are. This is what you mean to me.
My name is Cooch.
His name is Cooch, he says.
And first of all, young lady.
She's the only Cooch she knows is her own.
Well, I mean,
Oh, she said the only cooch she's worried about is her own. She's so bad.
I'm the cooch that likes to spread around, if you know what I'm saying. Don't tell her I said that, because I will catch a charge.
You will catch a charge. No.
Hi, Cooch here. There's been some interruptions during the show. No, it wasn't anything with being, you know, sexual or having a little slap and tickle in the middle of it. It was just something with some technical difficulties. So just bear with us and we'll be right back.
All
Cooch,
right.
Is that you?
we got the nippy in the house once
we
again,
ladies
and gentlemen.
We got the cooch in the house.
We had some technical difficulties, so the previous recording that you're going to hear got cut off because someone's daughter had a
meltdown
on her phone.
Phone, literally.
Because she's mad that I'm another cooch in the world.
She's a typical teenager. God bless her. She's
typical.
Fun. She likes to watch Netflix and talk about boys and put on makeup. And then she asks me all the time, can I do your makeup? And I'm like, well, yeah, a little bit later. Okay. And then she'll come to me like, 30 minutes. Can I do it now? No. And then sometimes I'll come out of the blue and say, hey, you want to do my makeup? No. All right, fine. You know, you beg me to do it other times. And then when I'm like, you do my makeup, she's like, no. So I try to bond with her and then she rejects me. It's the kind of relationship I have with my daughter.
Well, we got... Our special guest is still running late here.
We got to talk to him about punctuality.
Yep, the high maintenance.
High maintenance.
Yep. Those Hispanic girls are really good looking.
Oh, is she
but
Hispanic?
Damn. Don't tell her I said that. But damn.
Oh, snap. When she going to hear this recording and she going to hear what you say about her, okay?
I don't care.
Just don't tell her when she gets in here.
Don't tell her when she gets in here. She'll find out later and then hold me against it.
Okay.
You know? All right.
Okay. She can be mad later. Okay.
She can be mad later. Yep.
And break. Okay. We're on the same page.
And break.
And break. I'm looking pretty Hispanic myself these days, as dark as I got. Oh, Lord.
Well, you do live down south, so that happens. That's typical.
I got a little much of sun.
A little much of sun.
A little much of. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to munch on the... A little munch of Oreos.
I had Oreos and milk earlier. We are so twinsies. Oh my God.
Because you're my nippy to my cooch. Oh my God.
We go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Because it's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Sing with me. We at. Now there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
All right, you guys need to stop with the nonsense, okay? Everyone needs to calm down. So where's your, if our special guest is running late here, let's get your special guest son in the mix. Where's he
at? He's in there. I do not want to call him in here because he is in there being a good boy.
All right.
I told him to stay away.
All right.
And he was like, why? Because
you're not allowed to say
cooch. I wish he was a good little boy and he went to sleep like your baby. At a decent hour, but it's my fault. I totally did this. Like, they don't go to bed until I go to bed, and it's my fault. I don't give them regular bedtimes, especially in the summer. Like, during the week, we go to bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock. But on the week, on the summer week, you know, summer weeks and stuff, we just go to bed whenever we go to bed. And, like, I go to bed at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And so my 7-year-old does not go to bed until 2 o'clock because he will not go to bed without me. I did this. I'm reaping what I sowed.
That's called spoiled rotten.
He's not rotten. He's my baby. And
ladies
I love
and gentlemen,
him.
Your future is in the making right now.
I know. He's spoiled a little rotten. Mama's baby. He's a mama's baby too. And he asks me every night, can I please sleep with you? No.
Hopefully he will never hear this recording because he will be very embarrassed.
Yeah, probably.
Big mom. Dope.
Okay, don't touch the phone.
Anyway, so our special guest, she's pretty cool.
I was just gonna say, she's still not here. Now, tell me how you met our special guest, because I don't know the special guest. I've seen her like.
Well,
in a room
I met her when I was just messing around and rapping.
Wait, Patrick?
A little bit on that Smule app,
Patrick?
I was talking about earlier.
Oh yeah, the Smule app.
Well, not earlier, but on our last episode.
Last episode.
I met her on there. We were just getting it, dude. We were singing, you know, rap freestyle a little bit, and then we, you know,
some Tenacious D.
No, I didn't. I didn't say sing her gently to her. I was scared at that point.
You were scared.
Yeah, Latinas are crazy. They'll come, yeah, dude. They'll be the best love of your life, but as soon as you start doing something they don't like, dude, they won't do it. I got you, dude. They'll fucking. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, they will fuck you up.
Oh,
I am telling you right now.
You're gonna catch a charge.
I hope not. I hope not.
So you met her on the Smule app in one of the rooms doing freestyle rap.
Yep, and she's actually put a rap, good rapper. You know, she's pretty good. She's pretty solid. But you know, it is what it is.
Power to the women.
Power to the women. Oh, let's see.
What?
Oh, let me do an invite here. I just got a. She's got an email saying that she's available. So let me go ahead and make a phone call. Keep going. Just keep going. That's appropriate right now.
I can't. Oh my gosh, there she is.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I was on my way. I have no clue what this is.
It's hilarious.
You're on a podcast. This is a podcast.
Hi, Martha.
Who listens to this? Hi.
Who listens to this? Obviously, everyone that listens to it. Okay. You need to go check out episode one.
If they find it, they listen to it. And I don't know why they listen
right, here's
to more
the thing.
Than 5 minutes.
We're sponsored by this app, Anchor, and we're sponsored by Spotify. So we have two sponsors. We're on Spotify. Go check us out. Okay.
Yeehaw.
It's called the Cooch.
What's our
Cooch
podcast?
And Nippy Show.
Oh, okay.
The Cooch and Nippy Show.
Okay.
Yeah. But Cooch with the K.
Cooch with a K.
The cocoon. It's like a cocoon. Anyway.
Stupid.
Anyway, Martha, how you doing?
I'm good.
Finally welcome to the show. So sorry to interrupt your busy schedule. I know you're always busy and don't have enough time for
the simple
people.
Folk.
But since you're being famous out there in California, how you living?
In California.
All right, that sounds good. Holly, what do you got?
Martha, it's finally nice to hear your voice. I didn't get to hear you sing tonight, so.
I mean, I was trapped at my aunt's house.
You were trapped? Yeah,
yeah.
You were trapped. I heard you were helping out, doing something.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
How are you trapped?
Well, so my
parents. Cage?
No.
Do you live in a bird cage?
I wish.
Tweet, tweet.
That was hay.
I have a bird.
And bird.
Cage. They put my cats in there today. I don't know. Because we have cats and we have dogs. And they're just trying to protect our cats from the dogs. So they put them in a cage. I don't get it. I was confused.
Okay.
Do you have any cat dogs?
Cat dogs.
Cat dog.
Cat dog.
Cat dog.
No.
I used to love that cartoon.
Just curious. Anyway, I need some more years in my life. Definitely need some more years.
Do you dip them?
In what?
In milk, dude.
No, I dip it in eggnog. Are you crazy?
That's disgusting.
It's delicious.
You're gross. You also ate pho for dinner.
I love pho. Oh, there's my little man. Hey, tell him to come on the mic. Tell him to come on in.
No, I'm not. Here, go with your bad self.
All right, moving
out of here.
So, Martha, what kind of hobbies are you into?
I like to draw.
Okay, but
I like.
What kind of art do you make?
Well, just whatever, anything. I draw like based off of something that I like. But like, I've drawn just random things like Medusa or like Tupac.
Oh, snap. We should get her to do a drawing of Medusa and send it to us so that when Lexi gets here, she can take it home with her. That would be amazing. We have a friend, and we call her Medusa because every guy that she ever meets on Smule,
except me,
like, is so smitten, except for Travis and maybe one other. She turns him into some, like, zombie who's in love with her, and they, like, I'm telling you, it's crazy. So we call her Medusa, and we tell the guys to watch out.
A lot of guys like to Smule and chill with her, if you know what I mean.
Stop it. But anyway, so that's so a small world because, like I said, we call her Medusa. So that's what we need to do. We need you to get you to draw the Medusa thing. That would be awesome. She'd freak out. She'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe y'all did that.
You do realize she's really famous and she's going to make us pay like $100,000 per artwork. You do realize that, right?
No, not $100,000.
So just,
is that
just
what
shipping
you're doing in California? Or are you like out there for like music and stuff?
I don't live in California.
See, I told you she didn't live in California.
You're such a liar. I can't even believe anything out of your mouth.
I told you.
I swear.
Near California. I live in Arizona. Okay. In the desert.
Yeah, see, I knew it was Arizona. I just was playing with you the whole time.
He didn't know crap.
His
head from a hole in the ground.
I never told him where I was from.
I don't know.
He just assumed. Yeah, isn't that like a man to assume makes an ass out of you and me? Assume.
Yeah. Yes.
It's more like you got it wrong.
Way to go,
Cooch. Ass of myself.
Way to go, Cooch. Anyway, so let me ask you a question, Martha. This is just us talking here. It's not going to get back to anybody else, like on that app that we all met on. Do you have a bigger problem as some other people with the messaging and the forwardness of some of the opposite sex?
Not really. Maybe they'd say, like, in direct message, they'll just be like, hi, and I just ignore it. But
not like when you're in a live jam or anything, they don't go, like, freaking nuts?
Not in a way that's rude yet.
Right.
You
haven't had any spastic crazy ones that follow you around everywhere you go and send you 200 messages a day and all that kind of stuff. You don't have that yet?
Nope. No one cares about me that much.
They're out there. They're out there. Crazy people. Okay. I just shook one off me. I just shook one that had been on me for like 2 months. I was like, oh! Anyway. I was just wondering. That's what our last podcast was about. Was about the whole way people use that app as, like, you know, a dating site and stuff instead of what it was intended for.
Yes.
And we were just talking about that. I just didn't know if you had any stories, you know, about it. No.
I do, but they're not that interesting.
They're not
no stalkerish behavior.
No stalker stuff. I hear you. Yeah. Travis has some good stories, though. He has some. Maybe.
Care to share?
We interrupt this program with more technical difficulties. Stay tuned, you sexy beast.
Well, I'll tell you the most recent one here. So there was a lady. I'm gonna leave a name.
Remain nameless.
Yeah, flower. Anyway, she fucking wouldn't leave me. At first, it was like talking about singing stuff. I'm gonna leave a long story short because we talked about it so much. She first it was about the, you know, singing and videos and all that stuff, and then it turned into, hey, let's meet up, hey, let's this, hey, let's that, and then it kept blowing up, and then asked about phone number and all this stuff, and then I ended up blocking her, thought it was over. Nope, she made a new account and found me and came into a live jam.
Snap.
So then I had to make a new name, change my profile picture, and I haven't heard anything since, and I blocked that other account.
Smart way to avoid your admirer.
Something like that. But you said something about, you know, guys hit up your DMs or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all they say is hi.
Me stalk you long time.
Well, Martha.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
He's so goofy.
See, I've already made it past what most people already did.
Mm-hmm. He saved time typing.
Boom. Now she's stuck in this.
Yeah, and he's so efficient. How are you doing? You gotta say it like Joey off of Friends. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
He was my favorite. He was so dumb. Oh, he was so dumb.
Oh, crrr.
Oh, crrr.
Both of you did that at the same exact time, and that was magical. I just had an eargasm. So it was totally awesome. All right, before we go any farther, Martha, are you above the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank God, because I was about to say this whole podcast is going to get thrown out.
Delete.
Delete everything.
Yeah, people are going to start getting their booties in trouble.
Yeah, especially me, because I'm very open-minded. Not open-minded, but I speak.
You're open-mouthed.
Yeah, I'm open-mouthed.
That's way different.
Yeah, it all just comes out really straightforward. Like, I'll just see some random person at Walmart and be like, that's a dude. But I'll, like, you know how, like, you think something?
It just comes out.
You just see it, like, a transgression walking down the aisle.
And then just like,
I'm telling you, all I'll say is, that's a dude.
What did you just say, Cooch?
And then he'll look back.
He doesn't even know, Martha. Shit.
I don't know.
He doesn't even know.
All these
damn transgressions.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. These damn, I have nothing, here's the thing, I'm nothing against gays or anything. But man, I had a bad encounter with one of them transgressions, man, let me tell you. All right, so I was going to a bar with a bunch of friends of mine. And the bouncer's checking everyone's IDs, yada, yada, yada. And I get up to the front of the line, I've been waiting for like, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes. I was impatient, I want to go, we'll get drunk. Anyway, so we get up to the thing, and this person's behind me, okay, it was a transgression. And I get to the front of the line, and he checked my ID, and he's like, hey, man, you can't come in because you're wearing a tank top. And I said, why? That doesn't make any sense. Why can't I wear a tank top? Oh, because gangs for tattoos and stuff. I'm like, does that fucking look like I'm in a gang? And, you know, he just kind of, like, looked at me and said, well, if you want, you can't come in, but if you want, you can buy one of our shirts. For $18. I was like, you motherfucker. And we were already out in town. I didn't want to drive all the way back, so I paid $18 for a shirt. Okay. But as soon as I paid this dude for this shirt, guess what happens?
What?
That fucking chick with the dick just walked in, like, no problem. Okay? Just walked right past me. And then I was like, dude, what about him? And this fucking thing looks back at me, okay? And says, you know, like with a dirty look, like a bitch, like, you know what I mean? Like freaking that, like, you know, attitude look, you know what I'm talking about? Anyway, you know, I was like, dude, are you serious right now? Like, you're letting him in. He's like, well, he identifies as a female. I'm like, hold up. I'll be right back. I walk away for literally two seconds. I walk to like this bush and I walk back and be like, here's my ID, I'm a female. And, you know, they all start laughing. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking bullshit. Anyway, that was my bad encounter about the bad bullshit. Because I think it is a bunch of horse shit.
So the whole thing was the transgression had on a tank top, too?
Yeah. It had
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, he had a wife beater on. And I had a tank top with a freaking American flag on it, okay? And he had a fucking tank top on, but he had eyeliner and a lipstick on. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? You're telling me I can't go in there with a tank top on because I'm not a chick. So you let chicks walk in there with tattoos and be like, oh, she's in the gang, but if I fucking do it, I'm in the gang. I'm fucking A. But we all know why the bouncers let women in with tank tops. So they can have a sneak peek and check out some cool smoothies. You know what I mean?
Smoothies.
Yeah.
Is that is that what you call them?
I'm talking about boobies. I'm trying to keep it somewhat, you know.
PG?
No, not PG. Not rated X.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Smoothies. Anyway, moving on.
Moving right along.
I'm done enough with that story. We got another, 15 minutes on this podcast. Martha, are you going to be able to make it, or is your schedule too thick to, you know, do that?
I'm fine. I'm in my
she
room.
Got this.
We all know that.
I got this.
We all know that. Sure. But I'm
Martha, maybe you should hit us with a little freestyle something something.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been looking forward to. Yes! Yes!
My friends do that.
I'm
not that good.
What?
Give us like 4 bars. Come on. Give us like 4 bars.
You got to give her a beat, Travis.
All right.
A topic.
How much you love me.
Oh, shit. This ought to be good.
Okay. Where's my beat?
I can't do a beat. You add music after the podcast. I can't add a beat. I can't do a beat right now. You edit it afterwards.
I love you so much. He has my whole heart. And
but really, he
nothing's gonna tear us apart. And
he really, actually, is a giant fart. And yeah. I can't stand him because it's not really in my heart. I don't know. I helped you out there.
Okay. Thanks.
That was amazeballs. That was amazeballs. Yeah. Somebody's going to want to sign you as soon as this podcast
I love you
is
like
here.
A fart. Oh, no. Yeah. All right, no, for real, though. Give us a good... Give us something good. Like, sing about Oreos, because I'm eating those right now.
Oreos.
I love Oreos with the cookie and the cream in the middle, and I might dip it in some milk. Inside a big tall glass, and I better eat it fast because I gotta go run to some labs. I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, if you run, that was magic.
That was awesome. Give it up for Martha.
I'm telling you right now, if you run after eating Oreos, you're gonna retaste those things. All
that's
I gotta
to say.
You
gonna puke.
Those things do not taste good the second time around.
Near.
Especially the third time.
Oh, it's God.
They do not taste good.
Why are you burping them up a third time?
No, I'm eating it again.
Oh.
Because I'm that hungry. Oh. Like, get back in
you
there.
Can't get full lately. What's wrong with you?
I hit puberty.
You hit puberty. I knew it was going to happen.
I know. I have a growth spurt.
Yeah.
And my weenus got bigger.
No, oh, God. Your weenus is already dragging the floor over there on the right side.
I know. I need to get surgery. It's totally
I'm trying
not
to keep
cool.
A straight face. It's crazy.
All right, Martha. I want you, yes. What we want you to do is tell us a joke.
Oh.
It's got to be good.
Oh, my jokes are all bad.
Like bad as
that
in.
That was a good one.
Like, horrible
bad
or
as in horrible. Like I'll tell someone my joke.
Are they dad
joke,
jokes?
Like that's lame. I think they classify as dad jokes. I'd rather not.
Do you know any dad jokes? Do you want to have a dad joke contest?
Have you seen those things? Those things are hilarious.
Exactly.
I almost spit my water out one time.
First one, the laugh loses.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Totally.
Yes.
Ready? Dramatic music.
Dumb. All right.
All right. You're the middle person, Holly. So you got to say pick number 1 through 10. That's who goes first. Whoever.
Okay.
Or they get to choose.
Okay. All right, I got the number.
All right. Since you're the guest, you go first.
Pick a number, Martha.
From what number to what number?
1 to 10.
Do I say it out loud?
Yes.
9.
Okay, Travis.
4.
It was 7. Travis, you go first.
Shit.
No, wait. It was 9. Never mind. She goes, wait. It's got to be close.
No,
to
she
over.
Gets to choose. She gets to choose who
oh,
goes
okay.
first.
Okay.
Do you want to go first or me?
You.
Okay.
Oh, snap. Them's fighting words.
Did you hear the rumor about butter?
No.
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
Oh, I lost.
All right, that's one strike for her.
I'm sorry. Am I allowed to laugh because I had to hold it in?
No. It's harder.
You... Oh, you're laughing now?
I'm not in it.
She's not in it. Okay. It's just me and you. All right, you get three strikes. Funny. You get three strikes. It's your first strike. Now it's your turn.
It's like playing horse, like basketball, but with... Okay.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a frog with no legs?
I don't know.
Unhoppy.
Nope.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing. I'm sorry, it was funny, Martha. It was funny. Okay, go, Cooch.
It's really lame.
Go, Cooch.
All right. What do you call a man who can't stand?
I don't know.
Neil.
Sorry. It doesn't take much to make me laugh.
Me neither.
Oh, that's two strikes.
I probably hurt the situation. Martha, don't. I'm gonna try not to laugh anymore because I think I'm influencing you. Okay, it's your turn, honey.
I know, but I don't have a joke.
You don't have a joke?
Oh wait. Do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
That's the spirit. Oh wait, no, I said it wrong. Anyways, my delivery was wrong.
I'll give you another shot. Do another one.
Okay. Those are the only two jokes I know. Okay. Anyways.
I only got like two more in my spank bank, so I gotta win this soon.
Let's see.
Oh, you got 10 seconds.
Well, can I say my joke again?
Yes.
Say it again.
Okay. Do you want to hear a joke about ghosts?
Yeah.
That's a spirit. Okay.
Nope.
So that clues.
All right. Here we go. For the win. For the W. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the cow that was swept up by the tornado?
No.
It was a utter disaster. Nope.
We got cows. Do y'all remember the movie Twister?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. She didn't laugh at that one.
She didn't. So one of your jokes is not funny.
Go ahead.
You know what we need? We need a bag of Laffy Taffys. That's what we need. Those have the best jokes. The corniest freaking jokes. But they're hilarious.
I'm trying to cheat and look for one.
Are you doing one? Is she
doing
on a computer?
It doing it and doing it. Wow.
She's cheating.
Doing it. That's what
that
I said.
That is cheating. I heard clickety click clack.
I said
she's looking for
not,
a joke.
That's not fair. Online.
Oh, you
that's
did
not,
not
fair.
Say. You did not say.
I don't
she
have
look jokes.
I don't have any jokes.
You didn't say she could look them up. I'm just
that's
saying.
That's not. All right.
Did you know the first French fries were actually cooked in France?
Yes.
They were cooked in Greece.
Greece. That's funny.
She's looking this stuff up like crazy.
Tick. You said you had two more Travis with the odds than you had.
That okay. Fake laugh, that's messed up.
Okay. So what's your last one you said you had?
Go for it.
I kind of don't want to say it now because she's looking it up. She cheated.
Nope, you have to say it. You're requesting.
All right, it's Stu. Okay. All right. How do you make holy water?
How?
You boil the hell out of it.
That was funny.
Oh my god, I'm gonna laugh.
We got a winner, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
That was super funny.
The reigning champion.
The dad jokes.
Oh my god.
Is that really something to actually celebrate? I'm saying. Oh my god. That
was I'm happy.
So funny. I'm using that tomorrow. I'm totally using that joke tomorrow.
Nippy is loving it. I can't believe it. She like. I'm surprised she likes that one than the other one.
Yeah, I did laugh. I was keeping my, like, I was trying not to influence Martha, because when I laugh, she laughs.
Just keeping her composure.
I was trying. I was giving it away. I was making her laugh. I think she was laughing at me and not your joke, actually, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you, Martha.
Hey, win a dub to dub. A win's a win. We got
Whatever.
This. Team, no teams. You got
no takes backsies.
Our next guest is going to be a male because I'm getting double teamed the entire time. Oh!
Oh! Like, when does a man ever complain about that? Ba-dum-bum! Just saying.
When he gets bitched at twice as much.
We're not bitching. We're awesome.
Exactly.
Nippy and Martha. Nippy and Martha. Sorry. How much time do we have left, dude?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes? What kind of damage can we do in 2 minutes?
You already done the damage.
Slap
well, Martha, I hope you had fun joining us. We had
We're usually much more exciting than this.
Really appreciate it.
We had some technical difficulties.
Check out our first episode we got going on here.
Yeah, it was cool.
And thanks for joining the Nippy and Cooch Show. What were you going to say?
Did you have a guest on the first one as well?
No.
We did not.
You are the first ever guest.
On the Cooch and Nippy Show.
I'm honored.
Yep.
You should be.
You are. We appreciate you coming in, making time on your busy schedule.
You're the best.
And you're awesome. So
brush up on your jokes for next time, okay?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And we'll keep in touch about some artwork. Even though you sell for $100,000. Oh no. I hope you take some payment plans, because
we'll have it paid off by 2052.
Yeah, Nippy's the one who's paying for it, not me.
Oh dear God.
She's our financial
advisor. I'm the financial advisor. I've never seen the movie Shark Tale. Oh my god. I have too many kids. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
All right.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's hilarious.
Me neither.
Will Smith plays the lead. It's hilarious.
I'll have to look at Shark Tale.
Yes, Gage would love it. He would
was
love
it. Was it like an anime?
It's
a cartoon.
Yes, it's hilarious. Yeah. Renee Zellweger's in it, and Angelina Jolie. Oh, it's funny.
Oh my goodness.
It's hilarious.
All right. Well, I am going to end this podcast. Thanks for joining, Martha. Always a pleasure, Nippy. Thanks for
always a pleasure
tuning in on the
you're my coach. Show. You're my coach.
And you're my Nippy. All right. Have a
bye.
Good one.
Bye.